This is Jay Sekulow, a major issue before the United States Senate on the issue of abortion.
This is Jay Sekulow live from Washington, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Taking your calls on a variety of questions and issues, but we've got a legislative update. First, I want to tell you where we are with the chaplain situation. It is now before the conference committee, as we talked about last week. We heard from over 75,000 of you in just a very few days. That has been communicated to the United States Senate, and we should find out by Thursday of this week exactly where that issue ends up, whether we will see a return to the 1999 regulations, which allow for the full free exercise of religion, or whether we're back to square one. It looks like there will be further hearings in January, but again, we'll keep everybody posted. But Jordan, as you work with our government affairs office with Drew Ryan, we're at the final stages of that. All the petition names have been submitted. Really, it's now up to the United States Senate and the House.
That's right. It was very important, folks, that we got those names in because we kept this issue from just going away. This was something they tried to pull a fast one on everyone and try to insert language in a bill and hope that no one would pick it out and understand that this was a major change from the House language of the bill. So this was a big news because we made sure it's kind of like the Mount Soledad situation. Before something bad was about to happen, we got in there and at the very end we made our voices heard, and now it looks like the Senate will end up doing the right thing. It could take more time at this point, but it does look like our voices made a difference.
Yeah, and the 1999 regulations, by the way, do protect the full free exercise of religion. We had a chance to look at those over the weekend, so that would be a step at least in the right direction. Now, some other urgent matters up in the United States Senate. This is their last week, by the way. They're in session before they go on their recess for the re-election, which will take place in November. Congress is revisiting the parental notification legislation. Here's what we've got. There was a House-passed bill which provided, it was called the anti-transportation provision, and this provision would make it a federal offense to transport a minor across state lines to obtain an abortion. We actually had cases on this, folks. And here's what I want to ask you. Don't you think that a minor should be required to tell their parent or the person providing the abortion tell the minor's parents that they're about to go over state lines for a medical procedure? 1-800-684-3110. Well, the United States House certainly thinks so, and that's the legislation they put forward. But Planned Parenthood, paid for by your tax dollars, of course, is opposing this legislation.
That's right. And the Senate actually passed their own version of this bill called the Senate. It's called the Child Custody Protection Act. The House bill is called the Child Interstate Abortion Notification Act. Both passed. In the Senate, this bill passed, and the House has passed, and they were going to go into conference. That means when the Senate and House come together and work out any minor differences there may be or insert new language. Well, the Democrats have been blocking this the entire time so that the Senate and the House have not been able to meet. So what the House is going to probably do this week is actually put some of the Senate's language in their bill, re-vote on that bill, and then send it to the U.S. Senate. Here's the problem. 65 senators in the U.S. Senate supported this bill. 14 of those are Democrats, the moderate Democrats, that are pretty much pro-life on most of the issues, especially issues like this, which are very controversial. Though that group of senators will be the determinative factor here, because liberal Democrats are going to try to filibuster this. They don't want this to get through so quickly. Remember, they think they can take control of the U.S. Senate, and the House and the Senate are done either September 29th or September 30th until the election.
Folks, all we're talking about here is a basic provision of law that would say, look, if you're transporting a minor over state lines for an abortion, notify the parents and require the abortionist to contact the parents as well. I think this is a basic procedure. The Supreme Court has said it's constitutional. But Planned Parenthood and, you know, People for the American Way and NARAL and all these groups are opposing. When we come back from the break, we're going to give you the list of senators to talk to. But I've got to ask you this question. I want to hear from you on this. Don't you think that a minor should be required and the abortionist or the abortion provider required to contact a parent before their child is taken over state lines for an abortion? We actually had a case on this, folks, where the school arranged for the abortion procedure. And that's what a lot of the impetus is for this legal change. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us about that issue or others as well, our phone lines are open for you. Also, let me encourage you here on something else. We are offering for the rest of this week on the broadcast a great new video, DVD actually, and a booklet we put together called Protecting Your Liberty. This is something you need. It's available absolutely free. Protecting Your Liberty. It lists all of your rights as a citizen, as a Christian in America. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. For Protecting Your Liberty, 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. By the way, again, I want to encourage you, if you've not gotten our great new DVD and our book called Protecting Liberty, you need to get a copy. It's absolutely free. This is our gift to you. Becoming a member of the ACLJ is just a phone call. Very important that you get this. It's got great resources, lets you know what your pastor can do, how to fight pornography in your community, what the rights are with school prayer, your rights in the workplace. A great resource that we put together. It's written not in a lot of legalese either, so it's easy to understand in question-answer format, some of it. Some of it's just a straightforward paragraph saying, here's what you can do. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. Just request your free copy of the DVD and the booklet that goes with it, Protecting Liberty. We've got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to get to those in just a moment. We've been talking about this parental notification legislation on abortion. It's a huge issue. It is before the Senate this week. There are a few senators that are going to be the key here in order for this legislation to go forward.
That's right. It passed 65-34 in the U.S. Senate, the Senate's bill on this. Now, remember, the House and the Senate have not been able to conference because of liberal Democrats who have stopped both the House leadership and the Senate leadership from getting together and working out the few and small differences between the two bills. But there are 14 Democrats that supported this in the U.S. Senate. Now, this list is going to be crucial because when the House sends this bill back to the Senate this week, you've got to get at least 60 to make sure that the Democrats don't filibuster this. If it doesn't get done by September 29th or September 30th, which is probably the last day that the Senate and House will be in session because of the upcoming election cycle, it may not get done at all. And President Bush really wants to sign this legislation. Here's a list of the Democrats who supported the legislation in the U.S. Senate. They were 14 of that 65, and they are very crucial. So, folks, if you live in their states, I'll give their state and their name, you need to give them a call to their office and say they make sure they do the right thing on this issue. First, it's Senator Pryor from Arkansas, Senator Salazar from Colorado, Senator Carper from Delaware, Senator Nelson from Florida, Senator Inouye from Hawaii, Senator Bayh from Indiana, Senator Landrieu from Louisiana, Senator Nelson from Nebraska, Senator Reid, who's the minority leader of the U.S. Senate, and he is from Nevada. So again, Senator Reid, very important to call on this issue. Senator Conrad and Senator Dorgan from North Dakota, Senator Johnson from South Dakota, Senator Byrd from West Virginia, and Senator Cole from Wisconsin. If you live in those states, you really should get on the phones and give them a call because their votes could be very crucial in this issue. Let's go to the phones. Leslie is calling from Alabama on line 3. Leslie, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, thank you so much for allowing me to put my name on these different petitions. My question is, shouldn't even the insurance companies be interested in this? Because as parents, if that were to happen to my daughter and she were to go across state lines, there's proof of all the kinds of physical things can happen to her and the repercussions from an abortion, and it costs the insurance company, it costs the parents. So it seems like really there should be nobody but the parents who should know about it.
You know, Leslie, I cannot agree with you more. I've made this point. You know, if there's something that goes wrong in these abortions, if there's a complication, whose insurance do you think is going to be utilized to protect the minor so they get the right health care after this abortion has been performed on it? It's your insurance. It's my insurance. It's the insurance for the parents that are involved. And to not let them know when a child is going over state lines, I just can't imagine why the Senate is putting these, some of these liberal members of the United States Senate are putting this roadblock in the way. But here's what it is. This is the industry of Planned Parenthood. This is their business, and they want to do everything they can to keep their business going. And folks, we're going to be talking about this later in October. You know who's paying for Planned Parenthood? You and me. Hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars. In fact, I think the last report, Jordan, we had was close to over the last 10 years. It was $1 billion.
That's right. I mean, I think last year alone was $275 million of federal tax money. That means money that we pay in our federal taxes went to Planned Parenthood directly. They try to make arguments that they don't use that money to pay for abortions, but you got to remember this, folks. Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion provider. They are the one that connects everyone to these abortion clinics. They are the one who tells you where to go if you need an abortion. They provide, they'll try to say they provide all these different services. Their main function is to provide abortion services to women in America and throughout the world.
Yeah, by the way, a new lawsuit's been filed in New York. This is by a crisis pregnancy center. They have sued one of the abortion clinics called Dr. Emily for false advertising. Dr. Emily is the name of this particular abortion clinic. They actually list themselves under Abortion Alternatives, although they're an abortion provider. And the law in New York is very clear. An abortion provider is a business appearing at that performs abortion services or refers clients to businesses that do perform abortions. An abortion or an abortion alternative is defined as a business appearing that provides assistance and or information on alternatives to abortions. And again, a new lawsuit filed by a group out of New York on this abortion. It's just huge, folks. It's everything from deceptive advertising to just the idea that you would take a minor across state lines for the performance of an abortion is outrageous. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Back to the phones we go.
John's calling from Florida on line 6. John, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, John.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I agree 100%. I never thought about it from the insurance angle. But to take a minor across state lines to abortion is just crazy. But my question is...
I consider it, by the way, John, I think it's a kidnapping if you don't tell the parent you're taking the child across state lines. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. It's just situation is so outrageous that it's being blocked in the Senate. It's hard to believe.
Absolutely. My question was the Scott Peterson case. They convicted him of murder for an unborn child. How could they not call abortion murder if they're doing the same thing?
It's called the abortion distortion factor. And it's the ad hoc nullification machine. Everything changes when the issue's abortion. All the laws change. All the rules change. They were able to get two counts of murder in the Scott Peterson case because that's how they got the death penalty. And they couldn't get the death penalty without bringing a charge that the unborn child was killed as well. So it just shows you it's just an abortion distortion factor. It's the only area of the law where this happens, and it happens consistently. So, look, folks, I mean, they play different rules when it comes to abortion. And when you're looking at Planned Parenthood, these groups are objecting to a parental notification bill when a minor child is taken across state lines. It is outrageous that this is even being debated, but it's being debated in the United States Senate right now.
It is, and the funny thing about this, and it's not a funny issue, but the thing that's happening here is this. You've got 65 senators voted for this bill in the U.S. Senate. 14 Democrats supported this legislation, but the liberal Democrats, the Howard Dean wing of the Democratic Party, is the one that's holding this up in the U.S. Senate. But you got to make sure these 14 moderates, some of which are going into re-elections in this next coming up month in November, stand with this issue and not only supported the issue, but won't allow a filibuster to stop the president from being able to sign this into law. That is what's important here, folks. Let's go to Andrea calling from California on line 4. Andrea, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thank you for my call.
Sure.
I absolutely disagree with minors being allowed to go across the border for abortions. Not only, as the prior caller stated, because of the consequences that may take place regarding the child's health, children were given to parents. And there are the right now issues, the health, somebody said it's abduction or what have you. It is. But the long-term goals, parents should know. They should be able to talk to their children. And for one thing, they may be able to circumvent that from happening, which can save that child from spiritual
problem.
Sure. I mean, look, I mean, you can't even give your child the school can't give a Tylenol to a child without parental consent. I mean, the idea that you would take a minor across state lines. We had this case in Pennsylvania where Pennsylvania had a parental notification statute. New Jersey did not. So the guidance counselor arranged for an abortion to take place in New Jersey, arranged for the transport and the payment of the abortion procedure. That was all arranged without parental notification, parental consent, or anything else. And this legislation is, in my mind, not significant as far as should be a no-brainer. It should be very easy to have this confirmed. As Jordan said, 65 to 35, but you've got this procedural hang-up in the United States Senate, which is, in my mind, inexcusable. But, again, this is exactly why we are fighting so aggressively on this issue. We've got our government affairs office working on that this week. It'll be resolved by Thursday, so we should know some decisions then. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110.
Robert's calling from Florida on line 5. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing good, Robert.
Why can't, as the American taxpayers, we just put a block on the funds that go to Planned Parenthood, for one, and for two, I thought it was a federal offense for anybody to transport a minor over state lines.
Yeah, and it's called the Mann Act, but there's like, again, this is kind of an abortion exception to all of this, and they'll say it's with consent. I mean, they've come up with a million reasons why the Mann Act doesn't apply. With regard to Planned Parenthood and funding, we're working on that issue right now, and there's some legislation pending in the Senate, but it's going to be it'll probably be in October when we start really getting into this, folks. But you are paying for Planned Parenthood's procedures. You are paying for their abortion referrals. That's being paid for by taxpayer dollars.
And what everyone's got to understand is for this legislation to even have a chance of getting through the U.S. Senate, and listen, I think it's another issue where you've got probably a majority of senators as it stands right now that would support this. We have got to make sure conservatives keep control of the U.S. Senate in November in these elections, because remember, the liberals think they can take back control of the U.S. Senate. If they do that, bills like this will have a very tough time of ever getting through, because they'll use the filibuster, and they're not afraid to do so, and they've said they will do so.
Here's what we want you to do. We've got our government affairs working on this. It's a short fuse, so we're working on that. I want to encourage you, though. We've got a great booklet that we put together and a DVD called Protecting Your Liberty. It's protecting your rights, knowing what your rights are, how to engage these critical issues. It's a how-to manual, and we've got to make it available. We've made it available as our gift to you as a thank you. Simply call our toll-free number and say you want Protecting Liberty. We'll give it to you. You can also join the ACLJ at the same time. 877-989-2255. A great DVD, great booklet. This is great for your library. 877-989-2255. You can also get the information online at aclj.org. But this is something you need to have, protecting your liberty, protecting your freedoms. It's a great booklet and resource. 877-989-2255.
I knew that this was where God wanted me.
For Amy Harden, completing college and earning a degree had to wait. She joined the Navy, spent 12 years serving our nation with distinction. Then Amy spent time raising a family with 5 children. Finally, an opportunity to complete her college education. Amy Harden chose Regent University's undergraduate program.
My experience here at Regent has ignited a flame and has created in me a passion and learning and knowledge that I never had before. And as a person that's returning to college, that is wonderful. It makes you young again. It makes you alive.
At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Learn more at regentundergrad.com. For more information or to apply, call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Enroll today. Just like Amy Harden, you'll realize that when you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life.
It's a first-class education. It's a well-rounded education that touches on all facets of your life.
The ACLU, a threat to our freedom, a threat to our way of life. The ACLU is committed to rewriting history and our Constitution. They want to strip our nation of its religious heritage, and they want to censor your right to speak out freely about your religious faith. They oppose the posting of the Ten Commandments and are fighting to remove the Mount Soledad War Memorial Cross in San Diego. They oppose our nation's efforts to combat terrorism, and the ACLU is fighting to keep abortion legal, even opposing the national ban on partial birth abortion. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law on Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Stand up to the ACLU and join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online at ACLJ.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Again, if you want to get that great DVD and the new booklet we put together called Protecting Your Liberty, call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Some of the information covered in there includes events, what you can do at school, what's allowed at school, including school prayer. Upcoming Wednesday is the See You at the Poll event. We've got an informational letter that's going to be posted to our website at aclj.org. That's the annual event where literally over 3 million students participate in the United States and have prayer at their school campus. It's perfectly allowed. We've had great law development on that. The laws developed well. The Supreme Court said that students speech is protected. Student-initiated, student-led prayer around the flagpole is constitutionally protected. So I want to encourage you in that regard, and we've got information posted at aclj.org. But again, this is the kind of information that we have available in this new DVD and booklet that we're offering to you as our gift, a thank you to you, at 877-989-2255. I also want to encourage you to become a member of the ACLJ when you make that call. You could also ask for a copy of my new book called Witnessing Their Faith. It's about the Supreme Court and the religious influences on Supreme Court decisions. So there's great resources and information, including our member benefit program. So there's a lot of great resources. Encourage you to call us at 877-989-2255.
Go to Carrie calling from Washington on line 3. Carrie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Carrie.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I really wanted to bring up one side. Definitely not for, I think it's unsafe, let's say, for minors to be able to cross state lines without parent consent. However, I do, there are plenty of situations where, you know, minors, female minors, are victims of incest and rape, and they don't have loving parents. You know, can we speak about more
sure.
of a full spectrum here?
Well, actually, it's interesting to say that because Senator Boxer actually introduced a specific provision that Jordan's got the details here. I think it passed 98-0 dealing with this incest situation, because the problem with incest has been the lack of reporting that's taken place on abortions related to incest or incest generally. Of course, that's a crime if somebody commits that, but there's specific legislation on that.
Yeah, it's kind of the flip side of what you said, Carrie, proposed by the Boxer and Son Amendment, said, which makes it a separate federal offense for a parent who impregnates a daughter through incest to transport that daughter across state lines for an abortion and bars such a parent from benefiting from the right to sue persons who violate other provisions of the bill. And I think that's what's important here is you've got a lot of unreported incest rape cases going on, because that's really what incest
sure.
is rape. And these parents or the father and maybe even the mother or both, because they're embarrassed, are transporting their daughters across state lines so that there's no reporting of the actual act of incest, making their daughter have this abortion. And that's what Senator Boxer, who's a big proponent of abortion rights, actually added into this amendment, into this bill. Now, whether or not that'll make it to the final bill, we don't know yet. But it does mean, Carrie, that people are thinking about this, and they do think about those options. Everyone knows, obviously, that's a very tough situation.
Yeah, and that
that's
passed,
not what this bill's about.
And that passed 98-0. It's also important, Carrie, and we appreciate your call. It's also important to understand that this issue has received wide bipartisan support, but it's being held up by a minority of the United States Senate that are really blocking this. And it's outrageous. And our government affairs is working on it. I know National Right to Life is. But we encourage you to call. As Jordan gave you that list, call those senators and let them know that you're concerned about this. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Back to the phones we go.
Vicky's calling from California on line 6. Vicky, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi. Thanks for taking my
sure.
call. And I God bless you and your radio program and the ACLJ.
Thank you.
I had a comment and a question.
Okay.
My comment is that, you know, nowadays, I mean, parents are being held liable for their children's actions.
Right.
You know, vandalism, crimes, and this and that. But at the same time, they're evading our responsibility in terms of our children's safety. And I find it outrageous that that children potentially with this law can be transported across
yeah.
the state. I have a question,
yep.
though. Who would be transporting the child across state?
You know, interesting. Sometimes in this particular case that we had, the guidance counselor arranged for it, and then I think another minor actually drove, this was about 7 years ago, actually drove the child over. Sometimes it's people with the schools. Sometimes it's another person, a friend of the person. Sometimes it is the abortionist arranging it. And this bill also requires the abortionist to notify the parent. That's a crucial part of this bill that we need to get through. It puts a burden on the abortionist to actually notify a parent here.
Yeah, it's actually contained in the House language, and it requires every abortionist to notify at least one parent before performing an abortion on a minor who is a resident of a different state. And I think that's an important provision. I think the House will keep that provision in their language because it puts the abortionist in that position where if they're not identifying, if they figure out that they've got a minor here and they're not telling the parents of that minor, they're acting criminally. And I think that's an important part of the position.
It puts a burden on the abortionist, which is about time. So that's why this bill needs to go forward.
Missy's calling from Wyoming on line 3. Missy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How
are
you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, you know, we're going to support you 100% on this. It's about time that we took back our children. And this has been going on way too long. They've taken way too many freedoms, all the way from prayer up to abortion. And abortion is simply a way to knock out an entire generation. And, you know, I was listening to, I believe her name was Carrie.
Yeah, right. Called earlier.
Okay. I would like to say something to Carrie here is that it's when we have situations that happen like that, and we know they do, it's time for the church to step up.
Well, you know, I think you're right, and that's one. I think that these reporting requirements are important because this is kind of the in the closet abortion that nobody wants to talk about, and this rape and incest is needs to be reported. And look, it's a crime to do this. I mean, these activities are criminal in nature, and this idea that you don't let a parent know. Now, if it's incest, there's all kind of rules and all kind of exceptions on how that can the child can get the abortion. Obviously, parental notification on the one parent's probably not possible in that situation, but it's sometimes the parent taking the child over for the abortion. Part of this is putting the onus, though, on the abortionist, and that is what we think is important. We appreciate you calling, Missy. Appreciate you joining with us. By the way, we encourage you to do what Missy did. She called our toll-free number and become a member of the ACLJ. We're going to send you a free DVD and a book called Protecting Your Liberty. And this goes through issues just like we've discussed on the broadcast today, and it really is a how-to manual on what you can and cannot do. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. Jeff's calling from California on line 4. Jeff, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
Here in California, we lost, and we're still hoping to get an initiative for parental notification. The last time it lost, because the big argument was that some kids can't tell their parents they might be in an abusive home, and they might be the victim of a crime by their parent.
Most state laws have a judicial bypass in that situation and allow a court to make that determination. Okay. So that really should not be a roadblock. Go ahead, Jeff. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Of course, the left argues that that's not sufficient, right, or whatever. You know. However, I mean, we already know that when a minor child is pregnant, it's almost it's a probability, if not a certainty, that she's been the victim of some crime. My question is, could it help our initiative process if an initiative stated that parents can register saying they insist on being notified if their child has an abortion?
That would require an act of your legislature specifically putting into the legislation a mandate, which is what this does on the federal level, and it would really solve this, that lets you be notified if your child's about to have an abortion procedure and puts the onus not only on the reporting agency but also on the abortionist. So this is a significant, significant advance in this issue. But folks, getting this through is going to be the requirement this week. It's in the joint committee, so we should have a resolution on this by Thursday.
That's why it's got to be by September 29th or September 30th, which is probably going to be the last day that the House and the Senate are both in session. And again, they take that recess because of the upcoming elections. And let's tell you, folks, we got to get this through now. We don't know what's going to happen in the elections. We've got to work hard and make sure conservatives maintain control. But we have a chance here. President Bush wants to sign this law. He wants to do the right thing here. We need to give him the opportunity to do so.
So contact your senators. Let them know you want that House language passed for this parental notification bill and this transportation bill. And that should really help this process move forward. We'll also work on it at the ACLJ and getting our Office of Government Affairs fully engaged on this. Hey, let me encourage you as we close the program out, you go to your phones, get that great DVD and the new booklet we've got, Protecting Your Liberty, 877-989-2255. It's a free call. Great resource, great information, both on the DVD and on the booklet. It's our gift to you, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. But again, 877-989-2255 for protecting your liberty. We'll talk to you next time.